Hello and welcome. I'm Stephen Hill, and I'm broadcasting today from my new studio. I've decided to start doing audio recordings in addition to my online blog articles. For those of you who haven't been following the blog, you can do so at www.thewordontheword.blogspot.com. Again, that's thewordontheword.blogspot.com. You can also get a copy of my most recent book, Making the Most of the Bible, Lessons on Understanding the Word. It should be a huge help to anyone who reads it, to yourself or maybe to other people that you know could really benefit. Maybe they're intimidated by approaching God's word. They always talk about how confusing it is or how contradictory it is. They can't understand it. This book will be a great resource for them, and it will make an excellent gift during the upcoming Christmas season. Now, today we're going to be talking about a question that was submitted on Facebook. The question deals with 2 Corinthians 5:20. In this verse, Paul writes, "For Christ, then, are we ambassadors, as of God entreating through us. We are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God." So what Paul's saying here is that we are ambassadors, we are official representatives of Christ. God is working through us to carry on this message, for others to be conciliated to God. To be conciliated means to be at peace with. So we're urging others to be at peace with God. Now, the person who submitted this question has been discussing this passage with someone else, and that person has been attempting to use this passage as proof against the salvation of all. And here's what he writes. "Can the world be reconciled to God through Christ's sacrifice? Absolutely. However, if that will happen automatically and universally, what need does God have of ambassadors, and for what reason would those ambassadors beseech others to be reconciled to God?" So it seems like a good question. If God's plan is, in fact, to save all mankind, why does he need men acting as ambassadors trying to lead others to Christ? It seems a bit redundant. Well, this question really gets at the sovereignty of God. And what does that mean? For those of us who recognize the sovereignty of God, we understand that it means God is in complete control over everything in creation. Every grain of sand, every speck of dust, every hair on our heads is numbered. There's nothing that surprises God, nothing that happens outside of his will. He is sovereign. And the sovereignty of God is a very popular doctrine among most professing Christians. You'd be very hard-pressed to find someone who denies that God is sovereign, although several modern-day doctrines and orthodox views like the free will of man fly in the face of God's sovereignty by suggesting that man's free will can somehow trump and overpower the will of God. There are few doctrines more demonic than the free will of man. Can we identify from Scripture what God's will is in regard to salvation? Fortunately, we can. In 1 Timothy 2:4, the Apostle Paul writes, "God wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth." It doesn't get much clearer than that. God wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth. But will God get what he wants, or is this merely a desire and something that he has no control over? Psalm 135:6 says, "Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps." In other words, whatever God wills, he does. Okay? If God, the creator of the universe, wills it, it will certainly be so. So we use that as our starting point. Now that leaves us two options. Either A, God wills for all mankind to be saved, or B, he really wills that some be saved and not others. Let's assume hypothetically that the second answer is true, that God really only desires that some men be saved. Now, the person who wrote in response to my friend tried to make the argument that if God is wanting to save all mankind, he would have no need for ambassadors. I would say that the same would be true if God decided to save only some people. After all, if God is giving them faith and they are going to come to faith no matter what, they're going to be saved no matter what, then there would be no need for ambassadors for those people either. So the question here is not how many people God is saving. It's why does God use men as ambassadors to help fulfill his plan? The answer to that question lies in faith. Faith is the foundation of our salvation. And it's the belief in what we cannot see and what we cannot know for sure. That is why there's so much honor, so much glory in faith. And if we could see God, which we can't, he's invisible, but if we could see him and could see him with our own eyes and actively working through creation, faith would not exist, obviously, because we're always going to believe in what we see with our own eyes. So because God, in his infinite wisdom, has chosen to use faith as a pillar of salvation, he needs to work through men as part of this process. And by the way, this process is not going to end at the close of this age. It is going to continue through the other ages until what Paul calls in 1 Corinthians 15, the consummation, when God reconciles all things in creation back to himself and becomes all in all. Now, as further proof of this point, that God is the Savior of all mankind, let's turn a couple chapters later in 1 Timothy to chapter 4, verse 10. Here, Paul says, God is the Savior of all mankind, especially of believers. Most Christians, when they read this passage, they assume, because of their pre-existing beliefs, that it really means God is the Savior of believers only. But that's the opposite of what the verse says. If we heard a teacher say, I'm going to give good grades to all of my students, especially those who work hard, would we think that she means she's only giving good grades to the students who work hard? Well, of course not, because that's the opposite of what she said. We know that she means every student will get a good grade, but those who work hard will get especially good grades, maybe an extra A or two. Likewise, if we hear an employer say, I'm going to pay all of my employees well, especially those with more responsibility, we don't think that the employer means he's only going to pay the employees with more responsibility well. That's the opposite of what he said. We know that he means he's going to pay every one of his employees well, but those with more responsibility are going to get especially good treatment, maybe some extra pay or some extra benefits. So when Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:10 that God is the Savior of all mankind, especially of believers, he means what he says, that God saves everyone. But believers have a special salvation, namely aeonian life, life in the coming eons or ages. And everyone will ultimately realize their salvation in the end, but if they are not given the gift of faith now in this age, and they are not part of what the Bible calls the elect, then they will miss out on aeonian life and on that blessing. Now, what does it mean to be conciliated to God, as Paul says? Again, the word means to be at peace with something. So Christianity's definition of how to go about being ambassadors for Christ is to get in people's faces, to point out how miserable their sin is, the fact that they need to confess their sins, repent of them, beg forgiveness, and commit to never sinning again. That's their answer. But is that what Paul says? No. On the contrary, Paul says that we should encourage others to be at peace with God, which simply means to recognize the work that Christ has already done, that he has saved us, that his death has pardoned us of all of our sins, and his resurrection has given us justification. And by the way, if you haven't done an in-depth word study comparing justification with forgiveness, I'd strongly encourage you to do so. Our assurance and our confidence as believers rest in the fact that we are not merely forgiven, we are justified because of what Christ did. Now, when we understand that God is using men to fulfill his plan, he's doing this because of faith, and his will, which will come about in the end, is to ultimately save all mankind, then the need for ambassadors becomes much more apparent. Not only is it not necessary, it's vitally necessary. Ambassadors are needed because God is saving all mankind. Everything is being reconciled back to him. So there is a need for every believer to be properly fulfilling his or her role, using their God-given gifts to build up the body of Christ and to draw other people in redemption. I hope that this has been helpful. Till next time, I'm Stephen Hill, and thanks for listening.